Let's start.
I'll just start with very briefly giving just a background of how when the film was created, when the website was created, and you know, how it was administrated, and you know, just the basic background of how it happened and how it's working as to now. So the idea of the website appeared in 2005 at the lab meeting in Brussels. That was hosted by Cinema Nova. And it just came up in discussions, and we decided to try to set it up. It took some time before it was actually set up. It was sort of like a small task force that worked on it for try to lift it off the ground and to gather information from all the labs that were active, and with Julie, Jean Oubier, Katia, so that was 10 years ago. And then at one point, Fred entered the game. About a year later, Fred entered the game and offered to really be the, you know, to start working on the website in a concrete manner. So also he and Catherine and I scanned a lot of documents that were really Labominab documents, documentation, and to try to give the site existence. And I think it happened around 2006 or 2007, the website was online. And since then, it's been administrated by Fred, I contribute technical stuff now and then, and other people do so also sometimes. It's very informal, and also there's a few moderators for the mailing list. A lot of them are, well, some of them are from Cinema Nova, but there's also Kevin. The website is on the same server as Cinema Nova, called Domain Public, which is a collaborative server. So that's where it's actually hosted technically.
In Belgium.
Sorry?
In Belgium.
In Belgium.
Which company is
it? Sorry?
Where did you say the host for that?
Domain Public, on it. Okay, and we tried to make it evolve along the way. Of course, the listing of the different labs really relies on the labs giving the information, which means sometimes it's not up to date. sometimes the lab disappeared and it's still listed. Sometimes it appeared but it's not listed. But that's really, you know, we can't really just go after everyone and check if it's still there. Ring the doorbells and everything. So it's really something that is the responsibility of the labs, that the information that's on the website is actually valid. It can be anything that the labs want to put, and I think Fred is very open and very reactive at putting online information that is given to him. Blah, 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 blah. In the more recent developments and needs, I would say from the beginning of very early on, we set up a recent words section in maybe we can discuss that at some point. It's been very dead up until this meeting because, as you know, Mir chose to use that recent work section for the programming of the lab meeting. So, do you want to say the recent work? So, now there's a lot of films that are listed on it. Maybe it can be organized better, but the data, there's a database behind it. You know, that's something that I think is very useful, and I think it really gives a clue to people that are outside the labs of what is happening. But it really relies on filmmakers to fill in the little form and just give the information, French, English, or just English, about their work. I think it could also be that if when someone puts a film online on this list, it's also sent as an email on the agenda. There's two mailing lists, forum, which is the discussion, and agenda, which is announcements. So when you put a film online, it's sent to agenda@filmlabs.org, which means that programmers that are interested in what happens in FilmLabs network can subscribe to Agenda, and anything that show that is announced as a new film just shows up in their email box. I think it's good work. We can, of course, put a link to a video. Of course, we can't post like the video of everything, but you can put a link to the video if you want. So that's about where we are. Just want to say, yeah, Fed, I've been doing this for 10 years. There's no money involved. It's not paid for doing this. Chapeau for the time I spent along the many years. And I think it's time, so... Remember that. That's very good. And of course, a lot of just to show in the technical there's the list of the different steps and the different things, and then not all of it is available in different languages, so we chose to list them. We chose to list the link in the language that it's available in. So if you can read the title, then you can understand the title. You have the document in that language. It gives you the clue in which language the document is. And if it's available in both languages, of course, the links are the different languages and the different versions of the website. There's a lot of things that could be translated. And that's, you know, if some people want to work on that. Of course, a lot of stuff is available in only one language, and it's a shame, but it's a lot of work and it's a lot of information. And also, please contribute technical documents about machines or equipment that is not in there, or just processes too, like, you know, like processing Kodachrome in black and white, as it's going to be taught today. That's something that I'll listed, so if Nash maybe would be good, they make a, you know, a page about this, so that's available to everybody. Think about that. Think about something you know that could be shared. You know, it's very easy to send to me or to Fred. You can send it as a like a Word document or anything. You don't have to go online and make it as an internet document.
So the way it works is we send it to YouTube, one of you, or YouTube. If we've decided we want to translate something or make something new, we contact you and say, is this something that
I can directly. The webmaster address is webmast. It says in the introduction page, I think. The bottom of the page.
This is short.
Under the banner.
It's down low. See it.
C'est pas rien?
No.
Show me a link.
Day two.
So that's it for me.
Let's put it now. about.
Ah, tu veux dire autre chose complémentaire? Okay.
And the mailing list is also.
The mailing list is the Dova.
Dova.
It's
I would.
From the she's not Dova. She's in text.
Is anyone here from Zagreb? From Izyum? Because I started that mailing list and I'm running it and it's kind of, it should be them, so
but I can write the mailing list.
Yeah, okay.
We should speak louder. Or we use the mic.
So I can't demonstrate the mailing list. Nicolas, Julie, Katia.
L'administrateur de l'église, it says on the website. Katia Rossini, Emily, Julie, Fabien, that's it. I thought there was Kevin there.
Yes.
Kevin was moderating. I mean, there could be a couple other moderators for the mailing list, for instance.
So is that this moderated in the sense every message is read and approved?
Yes.
And any one of those five people can say approved?
Yeah. Yeah, anyone can. N'importe qui peut approuver les messages. Faut pas que ça passe par l'approbation des quatre.
Non.
This is not the board of directors.
But there is no direct link between the mailing list and what's put on the website. Meaning, if there is a really interesting discussion in the mailing list, with recipients and things like that, if someone has to say, Fred or yeah, put this on the website because it won't be automatic.
There is no logs of the mailing list?
Yes, there is, but it's
not.
There is an archive of the mailing list since 10 years, but it's very complicated to see it.
You montre la peut-être?
Yes.
It's very bad.
There's no
search possible by. Object. And that's been a discussion we've had before, trying to put the archive. Should we put the archive of the mailing list on the website? But then it's public, everything is public, so it doesn't work. So the best thing really is to think to make a page when there's something, when someone, you know, when there's a discussion about something that we should, that we want to save as something that is shared. Yeah, the best thing is like to synthesize it into a page. But again, if you synthesize, if you do the work of synthesizing it into an email to Fred, he will make the page. And I think it works like this.
It's
the way to do it. Because otherwise, it gets complex in terms of.
And anybody can join the management, whether they're a lab person or not.
Yes.
So you go there and there is archive. You have to be on the mailing list and
can remember your password.
Never used it.
I don't remember mine. Okay. I think the password is generated automatically.
Tell your email address above and click on to remind you.
Generated automatically, je crois le password.
Remind.
Bon, tu peux l'avoir.
Yes,
as a reminder.
We can continue the discussion.
Yeah. So we have a problem with that, that anybody can join, or should it be for lab people? I mean, I don't have a problem personally, I'm just curious if other people feel like the people discussing the issues that the labs have together should be close to those members of those labs.
I think it's good to have access.
I've talked to people who are not members or interested in the whole system. I'd like to make it.
Yeah.
Well, there are moderators, so if somebody who's not a member, that person asks a question, I mean, you can imagine, I run a mailing list called Frameworks, which has thousands of members, and people are sometimes getting into flame wars, but I'm not moderating anything. If that happens, I step in and try and control it, and usually it's fine. But that's open to everybody, and it's open to just experiment and film people, whether they're doing it or watching it, or... But this list is a bit more different. It's more like a members list. I mean, we're all discussing things that we discuss here when we meet here. And of course, technically anybody can come here, but you have to be with one of the members.
I don't see a problem in it being open. I think it's good. I think it's really, because also then you would need like a closed list of the labs. It's never up to date. It's just too crazy. And also it's good, you know, interested, then join the discussion, and maybe they're programmers, they don't make films, but they're curious what happens. So I think that should be keep open.
Okay.
Then one about like also because we were facing that issue with the recent works form, the recent works form that you fill in when you want to put online a new film. There's a list of labs that corresponds to the list of the 38 labs that are listed so far, for example. And also we added other at the end, because we had to anyways.
Yeah.
So it's also a question of just practical, and it's also, I think it should stay open.
So this is the archives of the mailing list.
Yeah.
It's appearing now in French, but it can be configured. I mean, not the text of the mails, but the top stuff. And it's available by month and sorted by thread, subject, author, or date, and you can download it as a text file. But it's not something you can search for a subject unless you go into Google and say the subject and then cite, colon, this web address, so that it searches within this database.
Is that something that information, I know that's basic, and I know that information, is that something that can be added so that people can easily search, so they understand?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's exciting about how to do the search.
But, you know, someone did that with frameworks. They made it a searchable portal that would go in and search, maybe it's possible to do that?
I don't know, because it's another screen. I don't have access to it.
All of us.
With Google, I think it's not possible because we are asking.
I think there's a choice to make it public or not public. Somebody once asked me if they could take something off frameworks that they said 4 years ago, and I said, no, I can't go in and change the archives.
But is this really something that we want to spend time discussing?
Maybe not, it's just a question, because it's true, there's a lot of information in the mailing list.
Maybe if some people are interested in the information there, the main aspect would be that going through research and extract the things that are interesting and put them in text, so that is, you don't have to search information, and there is exclusive, so it's an archive work in a way, but it's doable for anyone who wants to find something. If someone is interested in V6 processes or alternative V6 processes, it goes through the pages and extract the information once and for all and for everybody. So it's a bit of a pain in the ass, I guess, to do it, but it's something that can be, it's doable and it's good for the community, I guess.
Maybe just one thing I forgot to mention is just the appearance of the Wikipedia.
When you come to a city?
Yes.
So it's one of the first possible, I mean, the first extension that's been done by a group outside FED that is now on the website, Wikimotion, in the form of a wiki, which poses technical issues and is not necessarily transportable to anything, but now it's online. And I don't know, does it need translation?
We're loading Wikipedia to the French. We didn't decide it yet, but the French page, because on a technical point, there's going to be one wiki, and the pages will be translatable to any languages. And so basically, we will need translations. If people are interested in doing working for with handmade invention, they're welcome to participate and translate a bit of the pages. It'd be nice. And we're implementing options, so it's easy to do. So we're working on that since neither of us is a programmer. It's a bit complicated.
I think if people just volunteer, it's going to be. No one's sure who's doing what. Maybe we can actually decide here who wants to be responsible for what translations, for example. And we can do it within the next week. There are other languages too. But like, there could be 2-3 people doing Spanish, 2-3 people doing English, 2-3 people doing.
Then that particular kind of page is kind of not easy to translate because it's very technical. But, I don't know what you think, Alex.
Yeah, it's not going to be that straightforward.
Both at the same time have the language skills, but also sort of the having done emotion before, otherwise.
Isn't the emotion of the need for the language?
Yes and no. In a way that some people in the Maddox team are very uncomfortable with English, and so they are putting lots of information. I mean, 19% of the information here that I once relied on to make a motion on my own are made by Guillaume, and Guillaume is not comfortable at all in English. So I think it's, and I'm not comfortable in the way that, okay, English is a good language to.
Your own translation, maybe English can
use it. Yeah, you need to have translation. And then you can translate in your own language if you want to.
Well, for example, I can translate the main things into English if somebody who's really good with the technical things can correct the technical words.
I'm part of it, so.
Okay.
One of the nice things about wiki formats is that you can participate in them, and people can see the history of participation and understand what's been done and what happened because there was a history in terms of, actions don't have to happen.
And just for unlike Wikipedia, you have to log in to correct stuff, and the only way to log in is to go through me currently, because we disabled the automatic registering. In order to avoid robots, bots, and that are destroying the internet, and so basically, I will add anyone who looks human. since I met lots of you this week,
some of us might be robots.
I know that artificial intelligence has jumped for a big leap forward.
The artificial stupidity is the way it is backwards. So how do we get in the Do you log it in?
Yeah, so there is a, on the, currently there is a, in the summary, which is a try to get to understand how the website works, even if it's an encyclopedia, so it has no summary, really. The wiki, the published on Wikiverse, I translate. So basically, it's like there is my email address. Maybe I can make it even simpler by putting my email address there. And, which I will do. I will do it.
Does the English section exist so we can go in and start?
No, we still have to make it. But we will send you an email as soon as it's ready, and it will be ready by I hope the end of summer, and even before. But we know where are the walls and the doors, and we only need the keys. And the keys are in the hand of the guys in Belgium, and it's summer. So.
It's probably worth mentioning too that if you go in with Chrome, this will automatically translate to English if you want it to. And it's not a terrible translation. It's not perfect, but it's actually pretty good. So for people who are French, people who are English want to read this, they'll get a sense of what's going on.
Okay, well, I will start from scratch, but I have more time over the summer than after the summer.
Can I ask kind of a basic question? Because I'm there's this movie, and I don't totally understand the movie. But what are the differences between the wiki, the website, and even just the two different email lists? I
and
get the most of those really big differences.
Between the website, the wiki, and?
And then the two email lists.
And the mailing list?
Yeah. The frameworks one and the...
Oh, frameworks isn't part of this at all. It's something I started in 95. This mailing list called... forum at filmlabs.org is an email lab. It's like a discussion forum online, so anybody can write an email and all the members can read, and any member can write back and all the members can read. So it's an ongoing discussion through email. And the website exists as a page with many pages to technical tips and information about each lab and information about the network, and it's in English and French. So that's a website. And the wiki is a separate website that's linked into the main page. Now, that was just started.
Yes.
And is it just about Jaime Emulsion? Is that Twitter now?
The wiki is only about Jaime Emulsion?
Yeah, so far. But we can decide to extend it if we feel it's correct. But then again, it's not infrastructure based. It's not really ready yet. So. Let's start slowly, but if we think that it's a good thing to add some other pages in a wiki, so it's more collaborative and that don't have to do all the work of publishing, let's discuss about that.
Because there was just like, if you have kind of a page, and you don't have .org, but maybe we have
to. Well, actually, it's a question of how it goes up. Once it's up, it's up. But if we send a document to Fred, he can put it on filmlabs.org. But if we start a wiki, then everyone can contribute to it. Like if we have a wiki about chemistry, and somebody has a recipe, they could post their recipe, and everybody can post their own recipe.
So
it both exists right now. So are we, is this like a group that is
in this field?
We're brainstorming about the best way to develop the website. Is it through creating more wikis that are plugged into it? Or is it by making more categories and asking Fred to add them so it's a website? I think a website is a nicer presentation for people that don't know anything about us.
Yeah.
And a wiki is more useful for us as members to contribute and add to it.
It's more a work in progress. The wiki is more for work in progress. And the summary is kind of a static page, a web page, into the wiki, so people can have an access point to the knowledge and the information in the wiki. But eventually, I would even prefer to have a static page of summary into the website, which is static and that links to the base information, first steps information, and then you can go on and expand your knowledge in the wiki, and you can share your experience.
Especially if someone has a PDF, like how to modify a Bolex, make a contact or whatever, that PDF can be put on the website very easily. But it can't be put on a wiki, I mean, that's something that...
Yes, you can.
Just to recontext the wiki creation in the context. We were brainstorming how to share the discovery we made in Maddox 2 and in Maddox 1 with the rest of the Maddox that were not there in Maddox 2, and how also not to limit that to the Maddox mailing list, because there's a Maddox mailing list. And so it's easy for people to look and to start doing some stuff, and maybe all over the world there will be some workshops, and we are going to save a large amount of time because everyone will be searching and giving some feedback. And I hope but we needed also, Guillaume really wanted to link important physical, theoretical stuff into the protocol or the recipes, so people can, when they have a problem, they can think by themselves how to solve the problem, and not just have a recipe and follow the recipe like a dumb, it's already hard to follow the recipe. So that's how we think that wiki can be great, because then you can, it's not only a static page, but it's ongoing research and dictionary. But we can also do it with chemistry, for example. There are many information that is linked for making a notion that can be also theoretical.
Because there's many people who want to speak, so I started writing down the ones that were distributed.
I just wanted to say about the discussion about the difference of the website and the wiki and the information on the PDF and on the wiki. I think it could be a bit wrong idea that it's better to share a PDF and it's easier to make the information live, because to me, just copy the text and put it on the wiki, it makes it editable by anybody, that it can frighten some of us, some of you, but actually I think it's the best thing to do to make the information alive, and you can always keep a trace of the starting document. You can even in the wiki just link to the original PDF, but I think the idea of wiki and almost internet was to just open the knowledge and make it editable by anybody, and the idea then is that it's the best way to have the best information.
Yeah, I was wondering if we should talk again about the idea of exchange and doing something with that on the website, because that was mentioned before in some of the discussions. And so there's material like chemistry and film stock and etc. and equipment, and maybe that could be organized. Maybe, like, I think you mentioned, Nicolai, you mentioned that you thought it's handier to keep it on the mailing list. Maybe that's true, but I think it would be good to discuss that shortly.
It's an extension of the ongoing session.
Yeah, so because maybe the format of the, neither the format of the website nor the wiki is a sort of really perfect form and to organize that. But yeah, I'd like to know if there are any ideas about that.
I just had one small question first, which is, what is the benefit of having the forum as a mailing list as opposed to an online forum? Because if online forums are more easily searchable. So that's just one small question. And then I just wanted to say that I also agree that I think the wiki pages is a better way to go on into the future rather than having everything centralized through a person who's adding on the web page, that everyone can add information. WP has also been how we have an option to have links to how to videos and things that people are doing in their own countries. Wiki on chemistry, wiki on DIY equipment, wiki on processes. I mean, very similar to these categories, but each category would be a page that people can more of a living form of information. I feel websites are maybe a bit outdated.
Like maybe the main difference between a forum on a mailing list and a forum on a web page is the forum on a web page may be more public. And it's not something we have decided yet. Maybe that's why it's still mail stuff. I don't know. And we don't. And on web, on a website, you need someone to be studying every day because of robots.
And you need to have a community that likes to go on the website, see what's new, what are the new posts. And I think this way with the email, it worked well. Because
I'm traveling there. Maybe it's better if it goes into our emails than on the forum.
Yeah.
And for the wiki discussion, I also agree that it can be everything can be put on the wiki and not in on different wikis because it's basically it's all the same and it's just we have different pages linked to each other and then we make a different entry point. Like for projection, if you want to a projection, you can still have the PDF and also links to a specific page of the wiki. Because for example, the chemistry part can for making chemistry for the processing data. Are kind of the same information, like what is basic, what is acid, what is that kind of theory stuff can be shared. So it's and for to bounce on people proposal, how can we now decide how to organize the wiki? Maybe we can have a task force of a group of people. I don't know how much, but five to ten people. Great, and we have our own mailing list, and we work like administrators of the wiki, or like to decide how to structure it and create quickly the first pages and have a to-do list. A part of the community that decided to work together to enhance the readability of the wiki. And it's a proposal to have a small task force. For the wiki, and
since I have no one else on the list, I think the mailing list should be used also for what it's good for. It's true that you know for things like I'll be traveling there, as Maxime said, that are punctual in time. I think the mailing list is the best. It's better than something on the web. And then, yeah, I agree with you. But then it poses the question of who can actually be part of the wiki, and is it going to be an open wiki, or is it going to be limited to a number of people that can contribute to the wiki, which is what you said at the beginning, that you decided to disable the possibility for anyone to join the wiki, just
without the automatic procedure. So it poses that question that we have to discuss. And so if we want to extend the wiki to the whole network.
But I'm not saying it's impossible.
Yeah, yeah, so, I can easily add maybe 150 people here, so it's already a good base of people that can write on the wiki, and even the 300 people in the 50, so it's already kind of public. It's just a non-automatic register stuff. It's more about preventing us from robots. So we don't have to. It's not a harsh stuff to just to maintain the wiki, and it's not hard from crime.
Is the robot issue a problem with public Wikipedia data? The same way you talked.
Yeah, like Wikipedia is really working like with a benevolent dictator, which is the founder of Wikipedia, then a kind of bureaucrats, a dozen or a bit more each for each Wikipedia, for each language, and then a large amount of democratic often contributors, and then the anarchy of the results. So basically, it's there is one guy who is setting where to go, and if people are not happy with him, they're often overthrown it. There are people who are very specialized in maintaining the Wikipedia, and there are a bunch of people for each Wikipedia, for each language. Then you have a larger amount of people who are cleaning the pages, being sure that there is no attack on some hot topics and stuff like that. And then there is a reservoir who contribute once and then to the Wikipedia, or just don't contribute to it. But when you spot a problem in Wikipedia, contribute.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if, I mean, this is 150 people, which is a great number, but sometimes I'll go online and say, I don't know, alternative E6 processing, just do a general search, and you end up at APUG or some site where there's some old guy who's been doing this forever and got his own little way of doing it. But I just wonder if open source seems like the way to go if you want more people contributing and more information and people outside of our network. I know they exist. Is there some way that we could open it up without the fear of robots, like having this more content to be able to contribute on these kind of these areas of interest?
Yeah, but as I said, I will welcome anyone who
like a general public Wikipedia page. Maybe we have two versions. Like I can go start a Wikipedia page right now and call it alternative E6 processing or something, right? Mm-hmm. If I want to do that right now. And then people are going to start contributing to it, or not.
Yes. Actually, yeah. You've been saying that the wiki already exists and people maybe just should add pages on Wikipedia?
Well, I'm saying maybe there's two versions. I don't know, maybe there's just the one public version. Maybe that's simpler.
I think it's the Wikipedia is public, it's just a contribution that is not easy.
Yeah, it's public.
Yeah.
It's public.
But to me,
right now the address is a secret.
No,
if I
search for this, I'll
change it yesterday.
Okay.
Since yesterday, it's
because we made a big announcement yesterday. Do you remember?
It was fireworks. And
the fireworks are still in my head. Actually, part of the match with the launch of Wikipedia.
Okay, so right now it's just a Linux contributors.
Yeah, it's just in the first time, I guess. And when we see if there is a need for adding automatically, maybe we'll go and we set, I don't know, 10 people were actively searching for robots.
Because we actually partly started at the database of the sites for the development. It's old sites and so on, but we use the platform of GitHub. Because it's not so sexy like Wiki, but we do think of GitHub, and it's a
it has the opportunity that someone can modify the site and say that change the amount of the sun gradient, you know,
yeah,
and put it there, and you see all the changes, and you see who made the changes, and these comments. What makes, like, if I will reduce the amount of the, I don't know, micrometer, potassium micrometer or something like that. And the thing is, if you choose, like, either the first version, which is from the book, and then, like, someone decided to modify it, and you see, like, what he might have modified, and he comments on how it works. The only thing with GitHub that it doesn't look so beautiful is just, like, a text. You know, like, just like the text, like a really, like, recipes, and like the colors shows you, like, all the changes. And we found, like, very difficult. Then my problem with Wikipedia, that it's like, if it's changed, so like to find these changes, you know, like, or modification of the processes, it's really hard. It's like you have to make the additional page and send some, but here you have one text with all the original things and changes that pops in.
There's one thing I want to say about this, is that Kevin from Process Reversal is doing a database also of such things as recipes and etc. So we should also talk to each other, because
that one is great, actually.
It's a very big database.
That's a Google Doc, isn't it?
I'm not sure if Kevin is not.
That is, it's, I have access to it, and it's a Google Doc.
Yeah, it's a Google Doc for the moment. So, but he's been doing a big, big job on it.
No, I'm just talking about, like, not the database itself. I'm talking not the database itself, but the platform, you know, like...
Yeah, I understand.
The
way I'm just mentioning these people.
But maybe I have a question.
It's
incredible. How fast do you change stuff in your GitHub in your recipes? How fast do you change and add comments?
The users actually can add or contribute to the changes. You know, they contribute to, it's not like the one person, it's like the community person. They just contribute there. The GitHub contribution is depends, like, when they need the process and they have the result, and then they want to contribute, they put it there. And like that's the speed depends on the laziness of the one who puts the text. You know.
But so in the end, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they can be like it can be that there is a. Can you show? It can be that there is a Wikipedia that is centralizing like main recipes and then experimental ones that is on the GitHub sub site and that is also. That can, it can be a contribution or collaboration between two platforms.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem for me. I'm not pro or anti something.
Okay.
Can you show us?
What about content instead of talking about structure?
Yeah, if I can say something about, I'm totally cool with the idea that is being extended to other stuff than just emotion making, and that more people fit to the website through that door. I'm just trying to think about more in like a midterm or long term about this in terms of how complementary to the fixed form. I don't think we should erase the fixed form to start the wiki and start all over again, you know, 10 years work. So what can we think about that, about what should be developed in the wiki form and what should continue to be developed in this, like the website form, as you know, two different forms that have different advantages and needs.
I think the fixed portion of the website is really good for the lists of the labs and the events and the works and information for general visitors. And the wiki makes a lot of sense for all of the information, like the
technical stuff.
Technical information.
But then the technical stuff is very developed in
that
website form. So it would, you know, if you're going to start a wiki, it will double, if the information is doubled, about everything is sort of half the straight form, half in wiki form, it might be a bit.
I mean, you can always add in wiki, you know, the section for references, you can always add all the links. It
exists
now on the website, the references section, for example.
Yeah, it's just a matter of when people post, just try to
also check what's already.
Yeah, check and do the work of making the putting the links.
Mm-hmm.
That's a more of a kind question of politeness, kindness towards the others.
I want to encourage all the labs who don't appear yet to join the website. So, since there are 52 labs and not 38, it's a shame that I don't know, I haven't done any work of seeing who's missing, but every lab who's not there should send Fred the details. You can see that the other labs have put, and each lab has, besides their own website on the World Wide Web, every lab has a page. The filmlabs.org site, so you can send some pictures, some text in English and French, or as a language, so that it can appear. And then when we put a pin on the map, and we add the map to the country, region, I think it's really important that we're all there.
I think we should just go through what we have meeting list. We should just simply go through, because not everybody's here now, so the one that goes on. No more. So we should just use the mailing
address. So all the labs that are in this meeting, not this one, but the mailing address. Yeah, but it's not just the mailing address, it's the actual physical address.
Yeah, but just send them information about that, like a seat.
To encourage them to.
And once again, the same for the GitHub proposition. I think there is a need for a static page and a need for a wiki, and maybe something even faster than wiki, which can be GitHub. And for example, with all the software we're developing now for the syncing, the film sync and stuff, maybe it's interesting to have GitHub for the software we are developing for the DIY equipment.
About the content, you know, this equipment exchange list here, we were talking about putting that online. So if someone is looking for equipment and someone else is giving away equipment, it could be posted. And I don't know if that's not really a wiki thing, right? That's something
not at all.
So you know that, how to do that?
Yeah, that's something like in this idea of equipment exchange, would it be possible to integrate our own like our own eBay or like a website that we could exchange equipment. I mean, it's great. Trying to give an example of what would, like, I guess somebody that, like a place where we can post what we have and people can also, not an eBay of course, but just something that, you know.
Well, I think it's better if it's on the main website and it's a page and it's somehow everybody can add to that page without going through Fred. But I don't know how exactly. I know that maybe a blog within the website where people can post things.
But they can also easily get outdated, I think. Like, at least also
maybe
something
maybe
like an online forum. Or
maybe it could just work like a Google Drive, you know, where every lab can just put the equipment that they can give or something that you can just log in and put the equipment and that's it. And then you can just contact the lab and you know, an agreement to share the because if you put it on the website, then this you always have to.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's
think
it takes
about
too
that.
Long, and I think it's better if we just manage it on the drive or something like that. We just upload the.
Let's talk about this. I mean, if it's about this.
Design websites, but I think the easiest really to have something that everybody can access easily is a blog that is incorporated in the website.
It's a blog.
That's
everybody
gets
access. It's a blog. The website is a blog. You can access, you can change if you want, but in Brussels, everyone say, "Oh, we make this, I want to access," but nobody came. But I can make. I can make change. Right? Everyone.
So you can.
If they
it.
Want to do that, you can.
You make.
It's
you can
possible.
Make an area where it's
easy.
And
it's easy.
I mean,
it's
just.
Yes.
I think just
easy.
It means
it's
like 50 accounts, 50 passwords.
Yes.
Like one password per.
To change
land.
Only one patch.
At the
beginning, I put each lab and user can transform it the page of our labs. But nobody came. Nobody.
Maybe he has a different.
Maybe like I am, I always think, oh no, I don't know.
Only Lox and Rose, and he said, oh! What is that? Let's finish.
For the question about selling this equipment exchange, I was wondering if just sending it to the list wasn't enough, and there is really a need for a new website or new stuff.
The idea for me was just to replace this kind of paperless, but online, that's all.
Can I give a practical example? two kind of sketches, a sort of nice thing, which is also a problem. Lin Liu, who works at the BFI, she constantly has a stream of T-cores and reels, and she the BFI throws them away. And she's constantly collecting them, and her half of her living room is full with it. And she posted it on the forum, and she got an overwhelming amount of replies. But she can't post like every reel out to every member. So this is kind of the on the one side, it's great when you could share those. But on the other hand, it's kind of problematic how to do that. So I think there could be more opportunities like that. I also don't know the solution for this. The only thing I did is send a box of reels that I could just transport a certain amount. And
But it's more about the distribution than the way of passing the information, no?
Yeah, well, in a way, a bit of both, because when she had to answer like 50 emails, that was too much for her. So this would, of course, be now centralized. This would be a possibility.
More than
that's one solution.
I think that one of the issues with the forum is that sometimes you have this infinite threads of emails, and sometimes it's so hard to just to know if someone already took it. Because sometimes you have like 20, 30, 40 emails, and it's so difficult. And the other thing is that if you miss the email, you just don't find out that there's this equipment that someone has to share.
Okay. I think maybe it's also from outside, that it's not from the members, but actually from a place like the BFI who's willing to give some things. But they have to know who wants it, and it has to be organized somehow. So, I just feel that this could be a real opportunity. I really don't know how to organize.
I think maybe Wiki is really the solution for for this kind of thing, because for Wiki you can just sort of make a page and then there are already a link and you can sort of distribute the link through the email list. And then in the page, you can list the equipment, the name, and the link, external link for the picture, how it looks like. And of course, you can edit. Whoever wants equipment, they can already sort of write down, hey, my name, and I want this one, or something like that. And when another member log in and see, okay, already taken, then I get another one. So it's like, I think it will be easier to use Wiki. And also, of course, I heard another solution with GitHub. But for me, I believe that the Wiki is the most sort of visual way of layout, and with a main page and with links for each page. So most of us are filmmakers. And I think Wiki is so far is the best way for us to internal communicate with technical stuff and exchange equipment. And the website is really for publicity and external promotion. So personally, I really sort of support using Wiki. And it's just really easy if you don't want to make it open, we just ask for a login and a password. And I think everyone knows how to log in as long as they remember how it is. And maybe now we have asked here another login. So that's my suggestion.
So we add a category for the Wiki pillar, which should be Wiki equipment. And then you develop that
equipment.
Wiki.
Yeah, maybe for the sake of understanding the differences, maybe there is so one wiki for exchange or marketplace or some kind of exchange place, and there is a wiki for knowledge stuff, because for me they're kind of different stuff, and I want to separate them at least symbolically. And if people, I mean, Wiki. When you will have access to the Wiki,
you can do whatever. One thing about putting it on a public Wiki, whether it's the site or Wiki actually, is that it's going to show outside the community, right? So we're going to offer things that people can grab that are outside the community, so it's something we have to be.
Except that people still can give them just to labs. Like when someone offers splicers and some guy wants a splicer, but then you can say, if you're affiliated with one of the labs, you can send.
Or can be private, other we can close on the equipment.
But on the other hand, people can maybe
become
donate.
So or donate or something.
Yeah, I mean, it can work in a good way. You can choose.
Well, donate would mean they could log on. So.
Yes.
Or well, what so about
you get a login? If you're donating and you're sharing your equipment, then you can get a login to get into
a week. If you want.
Or just donate or sell.
Donate.
Yeah.
Because some people say, I want to be part of the wiki, I have this, but I want some money for
but
it.
But is it possible to have parts?
I'm trying to see the limits.
What
is it possible to have parts of the wiki without logging? Like, can the login.
I think
the technical area be login only and the equipment page be like.
Public?
Public?
Yeah.
So that any person could add in, objects.
But then they will be starting eBay.
Yeah. So the login stuff is to prevent us webmasters to have to fight against robots.
Yeah.
Remember? So basically, I'm not for doing. I don't want to have to fight against robots to make a second eBay based on the wiki. Basically, it's total mess, both on the subject and technical point of view. I think, the question is to be more about the subject or what is this?
Yeah.
Currently, it's just a database or just a text that is not public. Okay, so it's not public, so it can be on the main. If we want people to give us spontaneously, like BFI and archive and stuff,
we have to be known, but I think if there is a page on the website, it doesn't mean that we are known to these people, so they give us equipment. And if they know that us, if they know us, they can just send us a mail, and it's enough. I'm ready for basic technology, and don't add a new layer of website. So maybe we should more concentrate on publicize us as we are collecting stuff, all kind of stuff for film. That's actually what I do in Brussels. I go to every school, everywhere I can, and I say, oh, you worked in film. Oh, can I see what you had? Oh, maybe I can borrow you this for a very long time. And I don't need any marketplace webpage for that. Actually, we don't have even a webpage of our own. We just begin to have a mailing list in our own lab, and we have been working for 10 years. We are very low tech, very unorganized, and it works. So, for me, the question is, what do we want? And just don't think about how we do it, but what do we want? If we want a database like an Excel sheet of who has what within the community, we can do it via Google Doc or something open source or free, because I want to de-Googleize the stuff, but it's another subject. And if we want people to give us some, or if we want people to sell us some stuff, then we can go on eBay. And if we want people to donate us, we just should be known and give them our addresses, or maybe the film lab addresses that is sent to a special mailing list of people that are keen on dispatching all the stuff. Maybe that's something. A general address, so it's more like we are seen as an institution or as a collective or as a group, and it's more, it has more weight. I don't know who.
What about you creating a separate mailing list? Because I think the forum is already like so many different input that comes there. What about like marketplace at freelance.org? And then it's, you know, that if you want equipment or if you have equipment, then you are going to refer only to this mailing list. And it's another, like something that is part of forum, but just another, like another division of forum.
I think from experience, people tend to just always post to the main.
But if there would be something like that, I think you could also divide things a bit more. And then on the webpage, we could also have a direct link to that. And if you have equipment, you can also contact directly to this email, and then everybody gets the email who is into the marketplace. And
yeah, I think it's a good one.
Look.
Maybe this was already discussed, but what about just a sort of forum like they have in the photography forums, or like the ones that you log in to post, but they're public, so everything everyone said in terms of this stuff. There's one for, I just started using it, it's for like modular synthesizers, maybe somebody knows it, Moff Quicker, and for people that have little experience starting, you can always, it's all topics. So one of those topics is exchanging synths, but everything, you can always go back page after page after page, and you can always see what people said before about this machine, about that. It's a similar kind of thing with people building their own things. I don't know if something like that would be possible. And it's very simple, at least on websites, they don't have a lot of...
We discussed that.
Yeah, maybe I can just summarize what we discussed. So what we discussed was... the forum is internal, it's not public, because we said some stuff that it's something we never discussed, but it's not public yet, so if we want to turn it public, we have to discuss it now. So that's why it's in the website, and for the exchanging how-tos and stuff, we're going to maybe to go more into wikis. So blog or forums are something from the 90s, and the new tools, we decided to go for the new tools.
Yeah. Since we're gonna, if we develop the wiki side, it would serve that purpose.
Yes.
Eventually, and then it would make sense to at the same time make the list public. And I don't think so. I think the two things would be different. You know, has to be kept different. I think it's good there is a mailing list that is not being archived and a group that is not public. I don't, unless everybody wants to have it to be public. And, I think it's different purposes.
It's more form.
And also just for the marketplace page on the wiki, it could be a private, maybe it can be a private page and only people with a login can access. And so it made that if people want to access to this stuff, they have to create an account. And afterward, they are more able to contribute to the whole wiki. So there could be a sort of hook to get more people to contribute. I don't know if it fair or...
Absolutely, we have all the three platforms together, like the forum and the weekly and the film lab. I guess film lab is a little more front and center, but our.
Speak in the mic, it's a bit open, but.
So actually, we can connect to all three platforms together. Like, forum is for we all talking about different topics like this roundtable discussion, but it's in the cloud, you know. There's a moderator in it, there's people who always manage if there's something to flag sticky in the, you know, very of the subtopic, so it can be extracted later into Wikipedia. So Wikipedia is like all collected data from the forum that already summarized with us and the moderator who can decide which one to go inside Wiki and which one is quite not yet summarized, you know what I mean? Yeah, so it's like connecting together Wiki forum and the film lab forum. I guess it's like already done, I guess.
I totally agree that things are going to be linked tightly, and just put things from the mailing list automatically on the wiki, because it's not web edited, it's just rough text or person who are just answering people, and it's the job of the community who. No one and everyone to add the when they think there is useful information passing on the mailing list, yeah, add it. Or maybe people who have useful information can first edit the wiki page and put it on the wiki page and then make a link in the answer. That would be even greater.
But I have experience of the Handmade Film Institute has a research site, which I was trying to get a platform that would have a wiki that was linked to, you could link to forums and whatnot. And what I decided was that it was good that anybody could look at it. It was public to look at, but then was only people who were registered could post. And I thought, initially I thought, well, there should be things that only people who are registered can look at. But it just turned out, it's like not that many people are looking. And as someone who uses the web, it's really nice to be able to just navigate around and see, oh, well, these people are doing this. And I don't think
that's what we're thinking about doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I agree. So based on personal experience, I think that's the way to go.
Kevin, est là, si tu voulais parler un truc.
Kevin?
The database.
Because someone mentioned doing a database of processes.
Yes, we were just doing research into individual formulas for, say, developers or fixers or toners, alternative processes, etc. And we were just logging all these formulas in a way that was you could search through it and decide on the developer. You could easily read the characteristics of it, and you could also plug in a desired quantity of that chemistry, and then it would spit out to you the raw chemistry that you would need to make it yourself. But we kind of stopped looking at it because we felt that a wiki would be more better for it, because we started doing it as a spreadsheet, and it was very complicated in terms of formatting and everything, so well, so it just wasn't ideal. So ideally, if a wiki was started, we would take that information and transplant it to that wiki. It's just been a matter of coming to a consensus about whether we're actually going to start one or not, which I think would be great. And also, if it's publicly visible, all the better, because it's also a concern. More people need access to information, regardless of whether they're with a lab or not, because if they can access that information, maybe they'll become interested in being involved in all that. So, that's my personal opinion. Keeping it as private contribution is also good from a moderator's standpoint. I don't want to deter anyone, per se. And so I guess I'll mention one more thing, which was that we started to do, or we've been trying to produce a video series on specific processes. We were doing emulsion making, actually, in specific. And I think a wiki, again, would also be maybe conducive to holding that, but we're interested in producing videos for all of the basic steps of processing lab working. So,
tutorials? Yeah.
Tutorials, essentially, yes. Very basic, straightforward information on, like, this is how you make an emulsion. Because mostly for people that have taken workshops, there's not a strong follow-through, I feel like, for many participants, because you're there, you see it happen, and that's all fine and dandy, but a week passes by and you've forgotten as well. You need a visual reference to see it. So we want to have a database of those for people to just come back to after workshops, for example.
Maybe it could be good because we are not talking about wiki, and I don't know if everybody knows how it works and how. And if the idea is to create one and have contributors, maybe it would be before the end of the week to have a small demo or introduction, maybe Maxime, I don't know, if there is people that want to see how it works, or maybe everybody is already wiki familiar, or
wiki.
That's the question, actually. No? Maybe we don't need a demo. The other thing was, I just wanted to say that with the with Mir, La Borbelle, and things like that, we are running this European project that helped us to create this event. And for this, we had a website which is publicity and a wiki. And the idea of the wiki is just to document what the actions are made during this project. Maybe I can show it just quickly. Yes, I am trying to type in what we have to do. Yeah, that's the page, and it's remi.eu. That's the website of the project and slash wiki. And we have not much thing but the press animation stamp, pictures, and so that happened in Berlin. Maybe you want to. I don't know who did this actually. Who?
Yeah, or.
I don't know. And yeah, for us it's mostly for the project and even also to make publicity, but I think afterwards this is something we could
copy and paste on other platform. And so this is for what happened in, and for this week there is a page here in Argentic, and then we are trying to list here all the plenary meetings. So we have still problem for uploading large audio file, but I will work with it. Discussion, as I said in a plenary, I have this about the future. I think it was a good start, but if someone feels like adding... Yeah, it's the same as Maxim. I don't know plugin or something to block robots, so it's better to ask just by email or give me your email and I create an account.
Just a suggestion. The thing is, I think if we want to make everyone familiar with how to use Wiki, is that we have a one template page. So we already have like all the code and for how to impact external link from video or YouTube, because that code can get a little bit less complicated, more complicated. So we have like code, like one page for all the templates. So of course we all know how to copy, you know, the code and replace the JPEG or whatever, but maybe we can have a template page. So most of the filmmaker can sort of change their content and copy some code from the page so they can embed videos and stuff.
I'm not sure I understand.
It's actually it's already done on Wikipedia, but it's in French.
Right.
But don't worry, it will be translated soon. And so basically, I made this publish on Wikipedia. So you have to write me an email, and then how it works, how you create a page, how you put text in shape, and there I say you can open by make. View, no, edit. So there is read, and then you see what you read, and then you just edit it, and it's the wiki code. So
the first thing that needs translation is this.
Yeah, of course.
Someone wants to volunteer.
But it will be easy. So on the wiki, just two things to finish about shaping a wiki. So when you click on edit, you see what is a code, so it's a wiki code, and also we are implementing an extension for the wiki to be more user friendly, or it so it looks more like a text editor that you know about, like OpenOffice or Word or WordPress or whatever. So basically, this is how it looks, the code, and we are trying to add a new layer, but it's a technical issue, just it will be solved, I hope. And so it's already done, so. And it will
so
be translated.
It would be nice to have a calendar, you also can have a calendar thing on the wiki, because actually you have to make a more function. So actually for most of the event, it also will be handy. I mean, in the future. Like to embed the calendar on the wiki.
Yeah. You will have an account and you can do it. Basically, that's my philosophy. Do it. Just.
And maybe then it's like one tour. Like if all of us are admins and all can manage, it will be like chaos. It should be like someone responsible.
I don't think that chaos.
Why would it be chaos? Because it's on a certain subject, and you only put it there if you want to share things on that subject, or the naive things.
It's difficult if you don't want to be like admin. You just like want to.
That's the biggest
problem. It's not being admin. It's not being admin. It's being maybe a few people wants to be admin. Like I'm the admin right now. Maybe we will be like two or three of us, and then there is contributors that add text, correct text, and then there is readers that read text, and.
There's a decision about content, what's on the website, what should be on the wiki. It seems like everyone is going to have
Hmm?
I'm not sure if that's clear, but you know, we'll just go from there and see what happens. And
so we decided that we would have the member labs who are not yet on the main website contact Fred and then facilitate that. Mira will send on the mailing list an email to all the labs that are now officially presented in the last 2 days. And then they can write to Fred with the text and photos, and we can put them on the map. Okay? And in parallel to developing the map of labs, there's a wiki for the handling emulsion, and we're going to develop other wikis as people decide.
It's the same.
No, it will be the same. It will be the same.
Okay, so we'll extend the wiki to include other kinds of things. And we didn't really decide, but we talked about doing the form of a Google Doc or the form of a blog or the form of a wiki. And the last thing we talked about was who is going to be admin, who's going to be contributor. And it's not difficult for people to contribute and to add text, modify text, or translate text. And so that's a kind of organic process that everybody that wants to be involved, or that sees, oh, this is missing, maybe I can do this, or can translate, or can add, or especially things like recipes or equipment, but also all the information that's there already can be expanded.
What do we decide in terms of marketplace?
Yeah, we haven't decided. I think your idea is easy to implement, so I would say with that. But your idea was to make a mailing list marketplace at gymnast.org that you post separately from the forum for equipment exchange ongoing, because you know, I think it's simple and effective.
Just a database.
Even if someone has equipment that's not part of the, that goes on the website, that is not exist, it will be part of the description of the list to encourage people that have equipment that are outside the community to join the list to contribute their equipment for the plans. So, and without moderation. With moderation. So they won't, we don't need moderators for that.
Should we make the results of this meeting available to all the others?
Well, it should be posted both to the list of the lab meeting and to the forum.
But it will be on the lab meeting. If it doesn't already
be
on the lab meeting,
maybe we could.
Actually, I'm typing. I'm typing some output.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
maybe three people.
The list.
Three people after lunch. Yeah.
Okay.
Bon appétit.